Time for This Week at Waldorf. As we welcome back in Dr. Melanie Harms Esplin. Good morning.
Good morning.
And, well, you told me before we started that you have a whole bunch of things to talk about.
I do.
But we'll start with the Texas Tenors rescheduled concert, which is coming up Saturday.
Yeah, so we are so blessed that this is all fallen into place, albeit on an extremely busy weekend. We have the Texas Tenors coming Saturday night at 7:30 to the Bowman Fine Arts Center. There are some tickets left, but as fast as tickets were going yesterday, I do not anticipate this being one of our shows that you walk in and hope you get a seat. Now, if you know that you don't want to pay online, you can go to the Chamber of Commerce and get your ticket today still, and still tomorrow if they are available. And you can also shoot an email, if you're that kind of person, to wcas@waldorf.edu. Two of us pick those emails up a couple times a day, and we can set those aside, and you can pay for them when you arrive. Those of you who already bought tickets, thank you so much. If you bought them in January and your question is, do I have to do something different? No, you do not. All of your seats are still reserved from January, so you just need to arrive. We will have printed tickets for you to keep, and we'll have plenty of people there to help you get to your seat. Expect more people than you're used to, likely, so also not a show you want to arrive 10 minutes before showtime. This is one I would say, you know, get there and make it a night. Be ready for some good enjoyment. I mentioned this in January, but I'm wondering if I couldn't rally a little bit more support here. The Relay for Life, Winnebago County Relay for Life, is actually partnering with us on this. John Hagen, one of the Texas Tenors, and myself both have lost. I lost my father, and he has lost both his parents to cancer, so we thought it would be a nice opportunity to not only raise some money for our Winnebago Relay for Life, but we also are asking you to send us pictures of your loved ones that are either fighting, have survived, or you have lost to a cancer. You can send these to the same email, wcas@waldorf.edu. And if you're finding it hard to remember that acronym, send it to music@waldorf.edu. It's $10 for each loved one. So I know there are more of you out there. If you can't be at the concert and still want your photograph of this loved one, please send it. I want to honor those in our community, and the Forest City High School Choir, a portion of them, including some that we know from the radio station and family, will be singing with the Texas Tenors during this tribute, and I can assure you it's going to be beautiful. We have some other special surprises that I will wait so you can talk about it after. And again, just, you know, we're talking Emmy Award-winning, Grammy Award-winning, individuals that have, I mean, the fact that they're going to be in Forest City is just truly something we need to embrace, and I really hope you can come out and support it in any way you can.
And again, just for the uninitiated, you have a connection with the group, and that's why they're coming.
Yes, correct. So John Hagen was my voice teacher for the last couple months of my senior year at Wartburg College. My voice instructor was stricken with cancer. So again, all further tying to our, you know, our friendship and our life in music. Dr. Lisa Cellucci, we lost her way, way too soon, and she will be featured in that tribute for On My Behalf as well. So yes, John Hagen and Marcus and JC, all of them are coming here truly because of a really big ask by a friend.
Well, bravo, and you pulled it off, and you were to be commended.
Thank you, and thank you to Dan May and Noah McLaughlin for a lot of backstage work. I mean, the amount of light cues that they are setting and the work that they are doing to help me get tickets ready and the promotions. If you've heard any of these promotions, truly it's the genius of those two. hours and hours and hours of work leading up to this and still going strong right until you show up on Saturday. So thank you to them. And thank you to Tony Koloff and KIOW for honestly sponsoring these WCAS. You know, it is, as you know, promoting these concerts is not inexpensive. And with small budgets in overwhelmed communities, without you, it would be very, very difficult for me and others to get the word out to our community about what's happening. And so thank you to you for being a platform for us and truly being an inspiration for us.
Our pleasure. I was just going to say, I can about imagine that maybe the rider for the Texas Tenors is a little bit more extensive than maybe some.
Apologies for my giggle, but yeah, yep, yes. And nothing... you know, nothing story-worthy, but yes.
No brown M&Ms.
To say the least. No brown M&Ms, but yes, definitely more extensive rider than our last 4 years of shows, yes.
Certainly. Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Melanie Harms, Esplin from the Waldorf Music Department, and I know you have some other things that you want to talk about.
Oh, we do. So here are some exciting things you can do for free this weekend. So Friday at 7:30, the Belmont Clemmy Jazz Band is going to open up for our Waldorf Jazz Ensemble. So excited to have them. And Mike Stitzworth, thank you so much for making the ride. And Mike McInerney, our director, for making that invite. And I hope it brings some new people. But we also have a special guest that night. Friday night, Russ Kramer from Mason City High School is going to be our trumpet feature, and he plays several different pieces, one of which is this piece called Gentle Peace, and I get to sing as an instrument with him, and man, the smoothness of his tone is just, wow, it's beautiful. So pleased to bring to you again some North Iowa folks that way. So as you know, Saturday is Texas Tenors. So we moved our choir concert, if you were planning on that. That's now on Sunday. So Sunday, you have two concert opportunities. At 1 o'clock, you can hear the last programmed concert by Corey Schmidt for the Waldorf Wind Symphony. We'll have a small reception following that. That starts at 1. And Mark Doerr's percussion ensemble will also be featured in this. And I... if you're an Instagram person, somebody helped us put together a reel. I have no idea what I just said, just so you know, but I watched it, and it's incredible. If you're wanting to get a taste of what our percussion ensemble, that energy, like that Flight of the Bumblebee kind of feel, pop over there. So Wind Symphony and Percussion Ensemble, 1 o'clock on Sunday. And then at 3 o'clock, Dr. Emily Bertram will direct our Waldorf Choir and our Scuola Cantorum. This is our send-off program for the tour. The tour is back, everybody. Tour is back. They are just going southern Minnesota, touching base with some traditional partnerships and making some new partnerships. Will be in Fairmont, Albert Lea, Owatonna, Faribault, and Rochester. And you can hear, I think, almost the entire tour program at our Sunday concert at 3 o'clock. Again, none of these concerts, other than Texas Tenors, will be much over an hour. I think the longest one is an hour and 10 minutes. So, again, and all of those are free, and they all happen at the Bowman Fine Arts Center. You can see us on social media if you need to know times. But, again, you can always reach me at music@waldorf.edu with any of your questions.
And you did mention there is a changing of the guard at Waldorf in some of the music department activities there.
There is. I am so excited for Corey, but as a dear friend and colleague, greatly going to miss his energy. And but again, as a colleague, I am telling you, I am very excited to say that what he has ahead of him is nothing but, you know, spectacular, truly. So Corey Schmidt will be moving on to do his DMA down at the University of Iowa, and we have invited Mike McInerney to stay on as our director of instrumental activities for this next year. So nice, familiar, high standards, good energy, very dynamic, and dependable, and the students respond to him very well. So we're pleased to say all of this is good for our growth.
Melanie, thank you for everything. We appreciate it.
Mark, thank you again, and have a wonderful day. The sun came out again.
Yep. Yes, it did. It's wonderful. Thank you. Dr. Melanie Harms, Esplund Waldorf Music Department, our guest on This Week of Waldorf. A couple of home games coming up. These, of course, are weather permitting. There's Waldorf softball on Saturday and Sunday versus Valley City State University. This is This Week at Waldorf on KIOW Radio.